Welcome, everyone, to the Health Ranger Report. And as you know, I've been interviewing some really interesting people at the Health Freedom Conference in Tulsa. And today is a super special guest. You know him. I've had him on the show before. He's super popular. Jeffrey Prather joins us. Jeffrey, it's an honor to have you on today. Thank you for joining me.
It's an honor to be back with you. We loved your presentation. My wife didn't want to see them all, but she wanted to say, I got to see Mike's. So I loved it too, because, you know, of all the stuff I do, I get compared most to you. And I see why, because, you know, there's the written gospel, but there's also the gospel in the creation. And you were really showing the gospel in the creation that's out there, that's truth that anybody can understand. And it was awesome, and I loved your presentation, and I loved your gospel. So that was awesome, man.
Wow. Well, thank you. You're talking about the contagious mind, but I want to mention, you know, your work, and for people who maybe don't know the depth of your work, you also talk about spirit, and you do a lot of work with Native American culture, and you are much more than, let's say, just a firearms instructor, expert in, you know, military operations and covert ops and so on. You are a man of God, and that just permeates all of your work, that spiritual purpose. How is that guiding you right now to choose what, you know, what to focus on and how to speak to people?
That is my guiding principles, and I talked about that last night when I spoke. And it was kind of funny because I was supposed to go on before Jim Caviezel, but I ended up going after. But it was actually really good, I think, because I said, you know, oh my gosh, you got to follow Jesus. That's a tough act. I've jumped into foreign countries. I've done cross-border ops. I've done counterintelligence, but tough act to follow. But if you don't have a centering principle, which is the Christic, you know, is love God with all your might and love your neighbor as yourself, and the Mosaic, and then the two native principles, never harm the children, and everything is born of woman. If you don't have that, you can easily get lost, especially when you get into the intelligence world, because you have to have informants, or now they call them sources. In my day, it was CIs, confidential informants, and I changed it to confidential sources. But you got to rub elbows with bad people. And if you don't have guiding principles, then you can get lost very easily. And so you have to have those two Christic principles, those 10 Mosaic principles, and those two North American Native warrior principles to guide you and keep you straight. And we have to get back to that. And so that's why it's always at the heart of everything I'm teaching. You know, I have a couple students, you know, my dojo has been open for 30 years. I teach Native natural horsemanship, horse warriorship. I teach firearms. You know, I've trained tens of thousands of government personnel. But really, I have a couple students who study with me everything. And the secret they'll tell people is it's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of delivering it, but it's all really the same stuff.
Yeah, it is really the same stuff. And I'm so glad you mentioned these guiding principles have to be the foundation of your actions. There's another man I know, a former Special Forces operator, business owner, and he's a man of faith. And he told me one day, he said, Mike, when I was in the field, operating and taking out bad guys, essentially, he says, I was offered, he was offered prostitutes, he was offered drugs, he was offered money. It was every sin, and you know, every, if you were not a principled person, you could have fallen into those traps very easily in that line of work. And that obviously happens to a lot of people. So I'm so glad to hear you talk about principles and how important it is to hold that line no matter what we do, whether we're undercover operators or podcasters or people who are just sharing information. Principles are what matter.
Yeah, and you know, the Special Forces motto is De Oppresso Liber, is to liberate the oppressed. And so that's very close to everyone as being always oppressed by evil, which means to bend over. And after that comes obsession with oppression. And then from that comes infection. And from that comes infestation. And in some rare cases, possession. But you have to be willing to be possessed. But Special Forces is inherently spiritual because it's to liberate the oppressed. And the beginning of the cycle of evil is to liberate the oppressed from oppression. So it's totally spiritual. And sin in the Aramaic is an archery term. It's a martial arts term. It actually means it means to miss the mark. It's an archery term. It all comes back to warriorship, to spiritual warriorship, because Yeshua did three things. He taught, he healed, but he also fought. And so you've got to do those three things. And everybody wants to do the Great Commission. And there's guys here who talk too much. And, you know, that's why I loved your presentation and my wife loved your presentation, because the Great Commission to spread the good news is easy. The Warrior Commission to exorcise demons and heal the sick, that's tough, because you got to do the work and you're doing the work. And so I'm honored to be standing with you.
Wow. Well, that means a lot coming from you, because I have tremendous respect for all that you've done and how you are a modern day warrior fighting, really, I think, the most important fight of our time right now, which is the fight for awakening and awareness of human liberty and the sustainability of our civilization, Western civilization. We are at a very dangerous tipping point, as you know, and it could go either way right now. Now, you first came onto my radar right after the election. You know, and we haven't known each other that long, but we have seen how much we have in common and how deeply this goes. Could I ask you, where do you think we stand right now? I'm not talking about just the election, but I mean about Western civilization. Where do we stand right now? What's the most important thing that people who want to live with freedom rather than tyranny, what's the most important thing that they need to be doing right now?
So America leads the world in freedom. I got listeners all over the world and like, hey, we're really worried about America, because if America falls, the world falls. And Washington and Lincoln both said that, world's best last hope. So it's really important that we wake up. And right now we are losing. Our republic has fallen. I say that at the beginning of every show, our republic is fallen. But we will win, because tyrants always fall and tyrannies always fail. But it's not going to be some kind of easy, hey, Q, Trump, whatever. It's going to be very tough, because it began with unrestricted warfare in 1999 with the Chinese Air Force colonels writing the report. And then it really flourished when 2009, when Obama came into office and really electrified and brought awake the shadow government. It was there, but he really unified it and getting rid of 200, 250 flag officers,
yes,
not just in the military, but in intelligence and law enforcement too. So that's why Trump had to keep firing people. But people, we're still being rocked back on our heels. And that's okay, because everybody and all the conventional generals, you know, even I got to talk to General Flynn. And, you know, it was cathartic for me, because what the FBI did to General Flynn and President Trump, the DEA did to me a decade ago. So
that's
the template now.
You were attacked like Flynn and Roger Stone many, many years ago.
I was.
With the same exact tactics.
It's the exact same
falsification
thing.
Of evidence and things like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and back in my day, I was saying, hey, the DEA is lying and they're Trojan Winston's and they're changing reports. And everybody's like, what? But now, of course, everybody's like, well, of course.
Yeah.
They do that all the time.
That's right.
But what people still don't understand is they still confuse war with state actors, because that's the definition at all the schools. But it doesn't have to be state actors. It isn't always state actors. So the enemy, the state actor is China. That's a state actor. But BLM, Antifa, Blantifa, I say for short, those are non-state actors. And they are paid a lot of times by the state actors, but they have their own agenda as well. And that is war, but it's not. So first generational war basically is the guys line up,
right,
shield and spear, and you put your best man on the right because the two guys on the far right are trying to flank each other. So if you look forensically at ancient battlefields, everything's always moving to the left. You see, put your senior guy on the right, or at the wedding, the best man, because he's got to hold that line. We're not doing that anymore. We're not even doing third generation indirect fire anymore. It's fourth and fifth generation of war where you can't really tell the combatants. You can't tell the source. So we used to pop smoke. We'd throw smoke and we'd move. The Blantifa riots are the smoke. And inside those riots, there are very detail organized units that are, and I've laid that out because I've done covert operations for a long time and I can see them. But when I saw that, I was like, these guys have some skill sets. And it's really, it's information influence operations. So people are talking about, well, in the next election, or we'll go to court. That's not the point. The point is, to have an information influence operations where you change things right now. And then later on, yeah, you can go to court, you can talk about stuff, but it's too late. It's not about law enforcement. It's not about judiciary. It's about fighting a fifth generational covert global information influence operation, psychological operation. It's the same thing with COVID. COVID's not, it's a biowarfare treaty violation, but it's not particularly lethal. You know that better than me. You spelled that out in your excellent presentation, 99% survivable. I mean, IFR, infection fatality rate, is 78. The normal death of Americans is 78. But it was a psychological operations vector for economic battle to stop the economy. And so that's what we have to, that's why I say all the time, we got to get our heads in the fight and understand that it's lawfare. It's the war of law that's happening. And we've got to change the way we're looking at this.
Yeah, well said. And it strikes me as fascinating that the Blantifa effort could not succeed unless they, the enemies of America, also controlled the media narratives and also controlled big tech and the allowable Overton window of speech. And so it seems to me that these are, of course, proxies for bad government totalitarians that want to rule over America. They may not be able to directly use government to take away your speech, but they can enlist big tech as a proxy to take it from you and say that that's a private decision by a private company, see? Or the media. I mean, we used to say the media was a mouthpiece for the CIA. Now the media is the CIA. You know, it's not even a division anymore. CNN, you're watching CNN, you're watching CIA propaganda broadcast. So government had, I mean, this is classic definition of fascism, right? The government and corporations all merge in their desire to control and oppress the people. And yet we're starting to see some solutions and some answers, which is alternative platforms like Mike Lindell, who was out there speaking just a minute ago, and his new platform, Frank Speech, my platform, Brighteon, and other social media platforms, Pure Social and Parler and so on.
Jeff Brain, Cod Hub, he's here too.
Yes. And who's populating these platforms? People like you. So it's voices like you using platforms that entrepreneurs are building to counter the proxy narratives and control systems of fascist government.
That's very true. And here's the thing that people don't understand. And yeah, we're losing right now. And that always happens if you look at World War II. So everybody wants to put the war like World War II because it was supposedly a good war or a great war. So when you look at a Star Wars movie, it's really World War II with phasers and, right, and X-Wing fighters. But everybody always fights the last war like the next war. And it's not like that at all. But this is primarily an information influence operation. It's not that there isn't violence and killing, but if you watch the Blantifa covert assassinations that happened in Portland, that happened with the frack around and fight find out guy, and I spoke about those, like, this is a covert operation. Look, here's the handlers, here's the directors, here's the blockers, here's the guy scooping up the brass. That's a real signature of a covert operation, is scooping up the brass. And then that becomes scenarios for finally January 6th, where a Capitol Police officer who's been identified by his bracelet can assassinate a veteran, my sister veteran, Ashley Babbitt, and get away with it. And the DOJ closes the case.
They close the investigation.
And then all of a sudden, they come after Matt Gaetz for some kind of affair while they ignore the Hunter hard drives. It's influence information operations. But here's the key, and here's the good news, because a lot of times I'm saying bad news, is in an information influence operation, the key terrain is human. And they do not hold the key terrain. We hold the key terrain. That's why there's still National Guard troops around D.C. Yeah. And so that's good news. And so who's going to, when Obama was elected, I used to do speeches and like, when's the military going to revolt? I'm like, they're not going to revolt. George Washington would turn over in his grave. We're not going to do that. They're going to. And then right now they're saying, well, when is the military going to wake up? I'm like, you're talking like the military is a personality. There's a squad leader who follows a platoon sergeant who follows a platoon leader on up the chain. That's not going to happen. But the false narrative is so fake. Nobody believes it. When That's Kamala right. Harris went to her hometown, two ladies came out. Nobody came out. They do not hold the terrain. And so in an insurgency, if you are going to have an insurgency, and this is an insurgency through the Blantifa non-state actors sponsored by the state communist actors in China,
yes,
okay, then you've got to hold the terrain. Mao said a gorilla swims in the sea among the people like a fish in the sea. They do not hold the terrain.
You're exactly right. And every human pushback against these totalitarian policies, such as states like Texas and Florida saying, we're not going to have lockdowns anymore. We're not going to enforce masks. I mean, even just a pushback on these ludicrous public health issues is taking away the false authority of centralized control. Because, you know, like you say, so much of this, it's a fake out. It's a psych game. And when people lose their false faith in false authority, then that authority no longer has power over them. And so just tearing away the mask and saying we're not going to have vaccine passports, that is killing the swamp in essence, or at least, you know, injuring it from a distance. And with enough of this, you know, like you say, with enough of this, the human terrain wakes up, and this is happening now, and realizes we don't want to live in a tyranny, and then a change can happen. I'm not saying it won't be painless or chaotic or economically disruptive, but a change can happen. I believe one is coming.
It's already happening. And I think you don't do a lot of events.
That's right. Almost never.
But you and I both came here because it was important for us to be here. And you pointed out the 100th monkey. I'm like, honey, hey, 100th monkey. He's talking the same thing I talk about is the 100th monkey. So we're heading towards the 100th monkey with all the other monkeys simultaneously because of the connection of the soul, because we all have the soul of God. And those messengers, you know, angel just means messenger. You know, and so that coming through will change everything. And it is starting to change everything. And you can only ring out, and everybody gets comfortable, like they've gotten comfortable with this bio psyop, just like everybody wants to do airborne bombing. But airborne bombing doesn't win any wars. It never has. The only exception to that is nuclear war, which we waged on the civilians in Japan.
That's right. Civilian targets. Exactly. Right. I'm glad you
destroy
that.
Yes. And that's a sin. But my dad's a World War II veteran, and he talks, every World War II veteran, I know, thank God, because the losses just crossing little islands like Tarawa, right, and Guadalcanal were horrible.
Yes.
But normally, bombing just solidifies resistance. It brings it back to a tribal core. Mm. And what they're doing right now is propaganda bombing the American people. And so first of all, I forget who this guy was because I don't pay attention to sports, but it was some black athlete. And he's like, yeah, burn that stuff down. Then it came to burn his. I'm like, well, not my place. And so they're going to turn on each other. They always do. And our side is going to grow even more because they're doing propaganda bombing. And all that's going to do, like they're starting to control the food source. And you know that better than I. But what's going to happen? People are going to band together more. There's a lot of, most of America doesn't pay attention yet. You and I are paying attention, but most of America aren't paying attention. But as it gets worse, they're going to start paying attention.
Yeah.
And that propaganda bombing is not going to destroy resistance. It's going to build resistance.
I really like that metaphor you're using, and I think you really nailed it, because I've never experienced a time in my life where people were so ready for truth and so ready to say enough is enough, so ready for change. You know, in many ways, I was talking about a lot of these issues, you know, many years ago, and it was going nowhere. For example, if I had mentioned the word, you know, depopulation 2 years ago, people would say, oh, that's a crazy conspiracy theory. You mention it now, it's like, yeah, that's Bill Gates. And this is common knowledge.
Yeah.
They want to reduce the population. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a policy.
No, a decade ago, when I was like, hey, the head of DA is lying. DOJ is lying. Eric Holder's lying. They're changing reports. They're coaching women. People are like, what are you talking about? That's the DOJ. And now they're like, well, of course, that's what they do. I mean, that's how I kind of built my original reputation. Like, how can you predict what's going to happen? I'm like, because they already did it to me. I know exactly what they're going to do next.
Yes.
And people don't pay attention to politicians because they're not worth paying attention to. But they're going to start to pay, but not really politicians. But again, alternative media, citizen journalists like you and I, and that's what we're going to do. And that's what I was talking about last night, is we're going to get back. How we were founded on leaving toxic, corrupt government, Britain. And we were dependent upon God and each other. And that's exactly how we're going to get back And you're right, it's not going to be fun. I was signing autographs today, and I was like, this ain't going to be fun. This is going to be hard. It's not quick. It's not Q. It's not Trump. It's not Jesus. It's going to be a slow, painful, difficult process. But they do not hold a human terrain, and our numbers are growing daily. And they're just going to get fed up with the masks and the lies and the propaganda. And as there's less food available, people will come together because Americans always come together.
I want to talk about food also, but first, how can people find your videos and podcasts? What's the best way they can reach you?
I've got lots of websites, but jeffreyprather.com, JeffreyPrather.com is my main site, and you can reach Christchaplaincy.com from there, and Bujinkan USA, and warriorschool.com. And I just had, for example, I just had this guy was listening to my message, actually his brother was, and he's redone my whole website, and it's really cool, and he's got nice graphics, you know, because I'm kind of a dinosaur, and it was kind of crude, and he's doing it all real nice to get the message out there, and it's really nice. And that's what I'm doing with Team America, is to step up and link every state together, because a lot of people said civil war early on, and I said, it's not a civil war, not yet. It's a fifth generational unconventional global covert war, but it may turn into a civil war, and it won't be North or South.
Right.
It'll be red versus blue.
Yeah.
It'll be constitutionalist versus communist. And that's not really, it's not really a physical terrain war, but it's a human terrain war. And so, for example, it'll be Texas, it'll be Florida, it'll be Montana, and other things like that. And that will look differently, because everybody wants it to always look like the last, but it won't look like that. But that's right. Shaping up. But the good news about that too is that's where the heartland is. That's where the food is. Gates is buying up the land. The Chinese are coming up buying up the land. And the illegals that they're bringing up are going to do slave labor for the land. But that's just like when they made slave labor out of the Jews, you know, and I've talked to veterans of World War II, like, hey, the shell landed right in my foxhole. It didn't go off. It's a miracle. Yeah, it's also a Jewish slave labor guy going,
yeah, let's make the fuse not work. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Well, you're right. And about the food issue, we know that governments like to weaponize food supplies as control mechanisms. We see food inflation happening right now. We saw food shortages because of the COVID lockdowns affecting growing operations, farms in California, for example, and meat packing plants as well, places like that. And what do you think Americans are going to experience over the next year or two with food?
There's going to be shortages of everything. There's already shortages, like propane. You can't get propane. And we're going to see even more shortages, which is why they got to get back to essentials, you know, black beans, rice. But I'm already working with Team America. I've got a rancher down in where I used to live in Sonoma, Arizona, that's providing beef. I'm working on with some food infrastructure folks to get that out there. And that will parallel the existing structures because the elites right. still want all their stuff. In fact, I got somebody who's like, I delivered to the elites. So they're not going to cut him off. Okay, so that's how guerrilla movements work, is we'll have parallel structures going out to everyone as well, because they have to have their infrastructure. So we don't need the metrosexual coast will fall in a second. But once you get past the metrosexual coast, every Indian, cowboy, briar, redneck, hillbilly is going to be behind a rock. Yamamoto knew that.
Yeah.
And even if they're bribing those guys, they won't control those guys, because there's lots of truckers who aren't delivering now to the inner cities, to the feral cities. And feral cities is a SOCOM concept, which is where their guerrillas exist now. And that was Fallujah.
Yeah, right.
And so the guerrilla now is urban and hides in urban terrain because there's so much overhead surveillance. And that's what they're doing in Portland. That's what they're doing in all these other cities. But we don't need those cities. The cities need the countryside.
You're absolutely right. I'm so glad you speak about that. The cities import everything. They import electricity, they import food, water, and other resources such as fuel, right? And so cities are incredibly vulnerable to blockades. essentially highway blockades, just like the U.S. Navy blockaded, you know, Japan with from fossil fuels. Patriots in America could technically, theoretically, blockade a city. You cut off coal or power or water, and guess what? That city's non-functional very, very quickly. It's not that, that anyone who's a patriot would want to weaponize that to harm innocent people, but if there is a hub of an enemy force that is anti-American trying to destroy our country, that hub could be isolated in the same way that you might isolate a cancer cell and starve the tumor. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And that's, you know, we saw the container ship block the Suez. They've been going there forever, and all of a sudden there's a block, and it's an evergreen. So people are going to figure out, okay, they blocked that. Wait a minute. Here's a road right here through the mountains.
Or a bridge. Yep.
The thing is that honest, hardworking, patriotic Americans don't think like that.
Right, because
they just want to do their jobs and raise their families. But as they're exposed to this over and over, they're going to go, oh, wait a minute. They blocked the Suez Canal. There's a mountain pass here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're diminishing the police. The police aren't coming for me. Well, the Blantifa guy, what was that? I can't think of that black so-called militia that kept shooting themselves. Us veterans, we're all watching. We're just like, okay, just keep shooting yourselves because that's really easy.
Yeah, what? The guy who thought that the bulk carrier group was, what did he say about that?
I don't know. He was walking around with
parts.
A jam in his weapon. He didn't know what he was doing at all.
Yeah.
But the whole point of that is, as they keep inflicting this on us, we will start to go, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay.
Now, I got to share this with you, and then we'll wrap this up. I want to be respectful of your time. But I'm working on vertical grow tower research to feed. Basically, if you can get electricity, you can grow a significant portion of your groceries using vertical hydroponics. And you can feed minerals into the solution, and you can grow zinc supplements through plants, right? And that are measurable, because I have a lab, we can measure the zinc, we can quantitate that. So what I'm going to be working on doing is to help people become more food self-reliant, so that if the government puts in vaccine passports and says you have a grocery quota, what if you could supplement that with 25% homegrown, mineral-rich vegetables and medicinal herbs that are off the government's radar? That's guerrilla food.
That is guerrilla food. And that's what I'm doing with Team America, is Feed Team America. It's already happening, regenerative gardening and agriculture. And you are, you know, on the right track. And eventually we're going to see these abandoned skyscrapers becoming vertical gardens. And you know more about that than me. But yeah, that's going to work, because they are not going to be able to hold the human terrain. If you can't hold the human terrain, you can't hold the physical terrain.
Exactly. Well, look, I just want to thank you, Jeffrey, for spending a few minutes with us, and encourage all of our listeners to check out your website. Give it to us one more time again, and I know people will work to spell it correctly, your first name.
JeffreyPrather.com, which is JeffreyPrather.com. I have Patreon. I'm still on YouTube. I got hit a couple times, and so I didn't let them control the fight. And so now they are coming back with the same old stuff they came back over a decade ago, which is, hey, they don't even have any new ammunition. But I'm honored to be on your show, and I totally support you, and my wife loves your stuff. And together with everyone else, we're going to win this.
Well, that's great news, and thank you for supporting what we do. And by the way, we, Brighteon, we have our live streaming engine up and running now. We live streamed this event.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday alone, 130,000 viewers on the live stream in one day. And I don't know what else it is today.
Well, I will make sure we're live streaming there too.
We can get you a live stream capability there.
I would be honored.
I'd be honored for you to use it. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
It's an honor to know you.
It is an honor, man. Thanks.
Take care.